Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we were good, buddy. Mercy sakes alive. Looks like we've got us a convoy.
Yeah, there's a trucker convoy protest happening. Plan is to occupy the streets around Washington, D.C. through March 7th. This is the American version of the trucker protest we saw recently in Ottawa, Canada, which really didn't accomplish much except slow down the flow of freight. Purpose of the Ottawa trucker convoy was to protest COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Purpose of the American truckers? Depends on which trucker you ask. I actually made a list. The truckers' reasons for taking part in this protest include COVID-19 vaccine mandates, teaching of critical race theory, and even the imprisonment of January 6th rioters. These truckers certainly have their supporters. Kind of odd, too. Many of the same people who support truckers who don't want to get a shot are the same people who look at Black Lives Matter protesters who took to the street to protest the killing of blacks by police and say, lock them all up. Here's something I wonder if any of these truckers have thought about. Could they lose their CDL, commercial driver's license, for taking part in this? Maybe. Federal government has designated some traffic offenses as, quote, serious violations. Commercial drivers with two serious violations over 3 years, they face losing their CDL for at least 60 days. Three violations, 3 years, that gets you 120 days, at least, without your CDL. Under federal law, serious traffic violations include excessive speeding, improper lane changes, following too closely, reckless driving, distracted driving. Any traffic violation results in a death. So think about that. Those stipulations, they're pretty vague, aren't they? Vague enough to either give a lot of truckers second thoughts or cause a lot of truckers to have to find, at least temporarily, a new career